Why were the funds released at the last minute? Which events were failures in terms of costs and revenue, and to what extent they would need to be supported? Which regional festivals were cut, and the rationale behind such, given the importance of the culture in community development? These and many other questions will be raised in Parliament in the coming weeks as the report surfaces from Carnival 23.